We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. I'm Josh Nelson. For 6 1/3 innings last night, the story for Game 1 between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays was all about Robbie Ray. The left-handed pitcher, who had an 18% walk rate in 2020, had made a sudden change to greatly reduce his free passes in 2021. In his previous 7 starts, Ray struck out 54 in 42 innings and only allowed 5 walks. That trend continued against the White Sox, in which the Southpaw Bashers is kind of falling into legend as of late. After Tarek Skubal struck out 10 White Sox hitters this past weekend, Ray punched out 13 and didn't walk a single White Sox hitter. Only Yasmani Grandal had experience facing Ray before the game, and it showed, as many White Sox hitters were often caught guessing between the fastball or slider, many times ending in bad whiffs. Meanwhile, Carlos Rodon gutted out 5 innings. It was a night filled with traffic on the base paths. In the first inning, the Blue Jays had runners on the corners with one out. Result to get out of that jam was back-to-back strikeouts. In the second inning, again, runners on the corners but no outs, and all the Blue Jays could muster was a sacrifice fly and back-to-back strikeouts to end that threat. In the third inning, runners on first and second, nobody out, strikeout, double play ended that threat. In the fifth inning, runners on first and second and two outs, and on a 3-0 pitch, Teoscar Hernandez flew out. Rodon only had 1-2-3 inning, and that was the fourth inning. His final line was 5 innings pitched, 6 hits allowed, only the 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts on 106 pitches. Yet, it appeared to be another hard luck loss for Carlos Rodon, as the White Sox offense couldn't figure out Ray. Toronto was in a great position to extend their lead in the seventh inning, with old friend Marcus Semien on second base and Bo Bichette on first. Evan Marshall had to deal with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who is currently leading the American League MVP race right now, as he's currently the Triple Crown winner if the season were to end today. On a 3-2 pitch, Marshall threw a changeup low in the zone that Guerrero foul-tipped for a strikeout. A big out, and now with two outs, Marshall made a spinning pickoff throw to second base that was perfectly placed low and right into Nick Madrigal's glove, which Semien slid into for the final out. The Toronto Blue Jays still had a 1-0 lead, though, and that was until Andrew Vaughn came to bat in the seventh inning. Ray, on a 2-2 pitch, went with an outside fastball to Vaughn. Typically, that pitch location works, as the White Sox rookies have had a tough time making good contact on the outer half of the plate. But this time, Vaughn went with the pitch, making excellent contact for a deep drive to right field. The long fly ball landed in the seats for Andrew Vaughn's 5th home run of the season. Now tied 1-1, the White Sox offense finally found its groove. Tim Anderson singled, which was sandwiched between walks by Adam Engel and Nick Madrigal. And then suddenly the bases are loaded for the White Sox, and it was Yoan Moncada's turn to play hero. But a 2-2 sinker from Rafael Dolez caught the inside corner for a strikeout looking, and Toronto escaped that jam. A missed opportunity to take the lead, the White Sox got their second chance in the eighth inning and did not miss. Jose Abreu and Yermín Mercedes both singled off Trent Thornton. And next was Yasmani Grandal, who, you won't guess it, walked. And the bases were loaded again, but this time with no outs. It was back to Vaughn, who took Thornton's center cut fastball deep to center field. Unfortunately, it was just 2 feet short of becoming a grand slam. Instead, Vaughn gave the White Sox a 2-1 lead as Abreu tagged up and scored. On that play, Mercedes also tagged and advanced to third base. With runners on the corners and one out, the Blue Jays had the infield drawn in. La Russa made a switch and had Adam Eaton pinch hit for Adam Engel. That call paid off as Eden hit a bloop single over the infield for an RBI single, giving the White Sox a 3-1 lead. Then Lourdes Garcia blew the doors off by lacing a drive down the right field line for a 2-RBI triple. Tim Anderson followed that up with the sacrifice fly. For 6 1/3 innings, the White Sox offense looked clueless at the plate, facing Robbie Ray. In a span of 2 innings, they scored 6 runs. Gotta love baseball. Notables for last night's game, Tim Anderson went 2-for-4 with the RBI sac fly. Lourdes Garcia was also 2-for-4 with the 2-RBI triple. Andrew Vaughn, 1-for-3 with the home run and 2 RBIs. And Adam Engel, in his second game back, went 0-for-2 with the walk. The White Sox are now 37-23 for the season. Tonight, it's Lance Lynn for the White Sox against rookie Alek Manoah. The former West Virginia Mountaineer made his Major League Baseball debut against the New York Yankees, which he tossed 6 scoreless innings, striking out 7, on May 27th. In his second start, Manoah could not get out of the 4th inning against the Miami Marlins, as the Marlins tagged him for 3 home runs. How will he fare against the Chicago White Sox? It's tough to tell, but speaking of tough, Lance Lynn has been everything the White Sox wanted since trading for him this offseason. Lynn, in his last 6 starts, has only allowed 5 runs, which 3 of those 5 have been earned, and it's spanning a stretch of 34 innings. Lynn has a 1.23 season ERA. The dude has just simply been awesome. It's another 7:10 p.m. Central Time start, which you could watch on NBC Sports Chicago or listen on the radio on ESPN 1000 AM.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Down in the minor leagues in Durham, the Charlotte Knights fall to the Bulls 8-5. Tim Beckham and Nate Nolan both hit homers. Blake Rutherford went 1-for-5 with 2 RBI. And Jace Fry threw 2 scoreless innings in relief and is looking pretty good during his rehab stint. Birmingham also lost on the road, this time to the Montgomery Biscuits 5-2. Mike Rodolfo went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Mitch Roman provided the offense for the Barons as he went 1-for-4 with 2 RBI, and the Barons are now 20-10 in 2021. The Winston-Salem Dash beat Greenville 6-4. Johan Cruz and Xavier Hernandez both hit homers, and Luke Schilling pitched two innings in relief to close out the game. Looking good, he struck out five during those two innings. The Kannapolis Cannonballers lost. They were leading 3-0 after four innings, but Ty Madrigal, Nick's twin brother, allowed six earned runs in one-third innings pitched. Jose Rodriguez hit his third home run of the season in defeat, as the Cannonballers are now 4-26 in 2021. Around Major League Baseball, Jose Ramirez hit a home run as the Cleveland Batters provided enough run support for Shane Bieber. As the Tribe beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-1, Cleveland remains four games back of the Chicago White Sox, while the St. Louis Cardinals dropped to 31-30 on the season, and they are losing ground to the Chicago Cubs as they beat up the San Diego Padres last night in San Diego 7-1, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-1. So the Brew Crew maintain a half-game lead on the Cubs for the lead in the National League Central and a 3.5-game lead on St. Louis. Shohei Ohtani hit a 470-foot home run to spark the Angels' offense as they beat up the Kansas City Royals 8-1. The New York Yankees continue to own the Minnesota Twins as they won that game 8-4. The San Francisco Giants are now 38-22 this season, which is one of the biggest surprises in all of Major League Baseball, as they beat the Texas Rangers 9-4. The Miami Marlins took care of business against Colorado, winning 6-2. Tampa Bay continues their hot streak, edging the Washington Nationals 3-1. The Rays are now 39-23 in 2021. And the Houston Astros drubbed the Boston Red Sox 7-1. Detroit outlasted Seattle 5-3. And a surprise in Baltimore, as the red-hot Orioles offense continues to simmer as they blow out the New York Mets 10-3. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Sox Machine. If you enjoy our work and want to support us, visit patreon.com/Sox Machine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcasts and website, and first crack at our new swag items. Have a great Wednesday morning, everyone, and hopefully we get to talk about another White Sox winner. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Josh Nelson. Thanks for listening.